Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance domination and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia and Miss Olivia. Today's topic, some of our favorite sex toys for men. Supposedly only 25% of men use sex toys. Miss Delia, do you think that's accurate? And why do you think the number is so low?
I actually do think it's accurate. And the statistic, the number, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think men are raised to feel that sex is a certain way and are taught that real men jerk off or have sex for pleasure. There's not a lot of discussion about sex toys, I'm guessing, ever.
Do you think part of this is kind of like the I don't pay for sex? When if you get out of the I don't pay for sex, it's actually a really smart way rather than having fetish sex with civilians like the congressman, Wiener, and he was sending dick pics to people. He should have sent them to a mistress.
Right.
Right. And he would still have his job. Or the people who are trying to do fetish sex or any kind of sex, really, with a civilian without that level of consent. But I think that's a common theme. A lot of men are like, I don't pay for sex. So I got a little bit on a rant about whether or not they pay for sex.
Well, my thoughts on that are maybe just a little bit different. I think that there's shame and maybe stigma around men asking about sex toys or buying sex toys. I really think men just don't know, like the majority of men don't know that they can experience different sensations and different feelings with sex toys. And again, I think this is because they've been conditioned and taught to seek out pleasure from sex or their hand, which is completely different from what women do. We talk all the time. I've been to so many sex toy parties where all the women openly discuss what feels good, what sexual things are best, what toys, what gels, enhancements, etc., feel amazing that everyone should try. And sadly, this sharing doesn't happen with men. So toys become something taboo, maybe something they're embarrassed about or something they have to hide. And I really hope we can change that.
I know for a fact that you and I have changed it for some people, for our callers. And, you know, we've talked to them about why don't you buy a sex toy? And I get it. That first sex toy is maddening, buying it. I remember helping a friend of mine who was a recent divorcee, and she had never had a sex toy. I took her to the Pleasure Chest in Washington, D.C., and I said, we're looking for rabbits. And the guy pulled out the rabbit vibrator and put them all up on the counter, and he said, do you want to turn them on? I'm like, yes, please. So all of these are on the glass counter, bouncing around. And my poor friend was turning apoplectic colors, purple and red. And she looked like she was going to go into shock. I just looked at her and I said, trust me, this will feel really good. And you will appreciate it after the fact. Did you ever get embarrassed about buying a sex toy?
Not so much embarrassed, a little nervous, but mostly excited. I think the first time I went into a big adult toy store, I had those nervous feelings. I was in college, I was newly 18, and I just couldn't believe all the things I was seeing, the walls of things that were there. I wouldn't say that I felt embarrassed per se. I was nervous, excited. And I remember that I stayed there a while and looked at everything. I remember I actually, kind of like you with your friend, I bought a rabbit vibrator as my very first official sex toy.
Really? So what is your favorite now? Do you still have the rabbit? Do you like it?
No, I don't have the rabbit anymore. I think my favorite for like super quick orgasms is the Hitachi. You know, put that on the edge of the bed, squat over it, turn it on high, 30 seconds. Fuck yeah, I'm done. I mean, I don't know. I'll talk about some of these, I think, in the podcast. I have a bunch of other really good sex toys that I love to play with. So maybe I've replaced the rabbit vibrator and I've found other new interesting toys.
In fetish sex, men are sex toys.
Very, very true.
I think they fall into the category of sex toys, right?
Agree.
Do you think men think their hand is a sex toy?
Oh, yes. I think that the hand is a sex toy because it's what men are used to. But seriously, the listeners to our podcast, by the end of this one, should realize that there's so much more than their hands. And those things will give them more intense and exciting sensations than hands can give. Men need sex toys.
Absolutely. But maybe they don't know the best sex toys for men. Now, if you Google that, there's a whole bunch of lists. This is the best sex toys for men. This is the best sex toys for couples, all of that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about the stuff that we personally love and use, and especially, oh my God, remote sex toys for men, which are perfect when we do female domination, because we get to control the action. But first, we have a request for you. Lots of people are listening via Apple Podcast. We want you to do us a favor in between your stroking. Please subscribe to the podcast, like it, leave a review on iTunes. You will find the transcript and handy link on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Miss Delia, during your phone sessions, I know that you talk about sex toys, and you'll ask a caller, what toys do you have? And he'll generally list them off. Do you ever suggest sex toys for callers to buy?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I love to use toys during phone sessions. And I know we are going to get into all the kinds that we love, but let me just say this. I think sex toys absolutely add to our session and to the man's pleasure during the session. So yes.
And during the session, let's face it, the brain is the most erotic sex organ. So our erotic role play stimulates the brain for sure. And then the sex toy does physical sensation, physical stimulation. There are, though, pros and cons of using sex toys, like anything else.
Oh, that's so true. I think one of the great pros or advantages to using sex toys, I think, is the remote control that mistress has. And I don't just mean like a physical remote control. It's the control that we have remotely doing distance domination. There's something that a toy can add. It adds that personal touch that we would love to give you if we were really there. But the toy kind of acts as an extension of mistress. I think some of the cons of sex toys, well, I mean, I guess one is having them and maybe having to hide them from a partner. But, you know, the other things are, you know, just the noise and weird sensations and smells. Some toys might be expensive. They might be hard to clean. So some of the inconveniences about sex toys. Yeah.
I've noticed that those inconveniences are rapidly falling by the wayside. I mean, let's face it, there are new sex toys for men all the time. Do you want to know what's on my bucket list? And you and I should do this. I want to go to a sex toy conference.
We should.
With you.
Oh my God. Yes. We need to plan this.
Wouldn't that be great? And we could take it off our taxes, because it would be legitimately a business trip.
Oh, yes. We need to plan this. That's fabulous.
Oh my God. And do you know what? We could bring the podcast with us and do all kinds of interviews about sex
toys.
That
would be so fun. I love that.
I like that idea a lot. So when I think of a sex toy for a guy, I think of the Fleshlight. Mm. I think that was sort of the beginning of the widely used, or at least widely talked about, penis sleeve. Is the Fleshlight still popular, or has it sort of been replaced by the more technically advanced sex toys for men? Do you still have callers that like the Fleshlight?
I actually do. I mean, I have a Fleshlight in my shower at home. And I do have callers who still use the Fleshlight. And over the years, I really have loved it so much. I think their claim to fame and what makes them a classic sex toy is they're really fun to use. They're simple, they're easy, and they give more pussy-like sensations to a man during masturbation. But there have been advancements. I think there are cheaper options out there for men to use, and lots of different kinds of male masturbators and sleeves that can maybe offer more than a Fleshlight does, maybe vibrations or squeezes. But I will say the Fleshlight is consistent as a sex toy for sure.
And there's not just one kind of Fleshlight. There are different types of Fleshlight under the Fleshlight brand. For example, this is my favorite Fleshlight, the Fleshlight Quick Shot Launch. Oh. And it bills itself as an orgasm in 1 minute. Now, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a really fucking bad thing. Why should we teach men to be fucking premature ejaculators? A minute? Ugh.
I agree. Now, if the world is ending and you're going to bend over, kiss your ass, and then be blown up and die, I would say get the Fleshlight Quick Shot and have that orgasm in 1 minute. But other than that, no, you want to do some edging. I personally think that you and I should offer ourselves and our bodies and become models for plastic pussies. What do you think?
I think that could be kind of interesting. Fleshlight actually has one, and there are, I've seen them in different sex toy shops, you know, models of like the bottom half of a porn model, and it has the real feel vagina, kind of like the Stoya Fleshlight from Fleshlight. This is the thing, though. I know that they're supposed to be ultra realistic representations of the model, and they're based on the porn stars, right? They've got the pussy lips, they've got the internal kind of curves and everything, the texture, right? But I just wonder how different each one of those silicone pussies could feel. Like, if you're a guy and you love Fleshlight and you get all of them and you line them up, could you really pick out which porn star is better, worse, different? Could you pick them out, or would they all feel similar? But I will say this. I think the draw to any of those things that are made from a porn star or something like that, the draw is that, oh my God, I know I can't fuck her, but I can feel what she feels like. So I will say for that, fuck yes, we should mold our vaginas.
The draw is mental rather than physical. I hadn't thought about that. Somebody should do a test. We should do a test and buy all of those things. And then could you imagine the control group? The control group gets the penis sleeve. The testers get, I'm going to get right on them. Or suggest it for the Kinsey Institute, right? They study human sexuality. I think that would be fabulous. So for us, mistress domination and cock control, I love remote sex toys. Not just for cock control, but all kinds of dominant submission. power exchange is ideal when the mistress uses remote sex toys. I personally love the Lovett's Hush and Edge, and I suggested that to a bunch of people, and they've started using it. It's super easy. I can control the app. You use the Hush with callers, don't you?
Yeah, I have used the Hush. And for those that don't know, it's a butt plug. I absolutely love using the app because I can literally and figuratively have my finger on the controller during a phone sex session, and I can immediately hear the responses, the gasps and moans when I move my finger up or down on that app. And I want to tell you, another remote control sex toy that I like is from sissylover.com. It's the remote control sissy chastity. And I found that because I was speaking with a sissy, and together we were looking for a way to lock her up that I could control. And this remote control chastity device uses an app to lock it instead of a key. So it's perfect and immediate. I love remote control things.
Part of the thing about remote control is that the mistress has control of the device and can use that in conjunction with an assignment, an erotic role play, anything. And it's a way to check in periodically because it's an app on our phone. So even when we're not necessarily logged in, we have the ability to go bzz, bzz. Now, you don't want to have a butt plug in for 24/7, right?
No.
But you can tell the caller, I want you to go about your day and wear this for the next X amount of hours. So for the next 8 hours, I want you to wear the butt plug. And then just at random times, bzz, bzz, and great, with no warning. It's kind of like you are knocking on his back door in a really literal sense.
You know, I have to say that there are toys that I would love, love, love to use with callers. There's one, we were talking about Fleshlight, but Lovence has... it's called the Max. It's their male masturbator, and it looks kind of like a Fleshlight, except that it's fucking fabulous. This is where I think it exceeds other male masturbators.
It has 360-degree contractions
in it. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's
amazing. God.
You can just on the app, there's one side of the app, it like splits it in half, and one side you can control the strength of those fucking squeezing contractions on the cock. And then you on the other side, you can choose how much you want to vibrate the Max. What I love to do is find just a nice low level of vibration on the Max, and then vary the squeezing. It's fucking hot. So hot.
They are also using the Max 2 in conjunction with virtual reality. Look to have some really exciting things going on with the Max 2 and Lovett's. I am fascinated to see where they actually call it sex tech. Isn't that interesting? There's now a phrase. So I'm excited to see where the future of sex toys for men is going to go and how sex tech will be incorporated into all of this and make them even more exciting. I disagree with the people who say that there will be nothing personal if men are using sex toys. I disagree with that. I think they can be an enhancement in play, and definitely an enhancement in play with mistress.
I agree with you completely.
So do you like the Lilo toys? They've got some good remote control ones.
They do. I have not played with their remote control ones so much, but I think in general, Lilo is super high quality. I have a couple of them. And the silicone, the softness to the toys, the ergonomic design, they're beautiful toys and they're super comfortable. I would have to say, my favorite is the Aura. And that is an oral sex stimulator. And it has little buttons and you use a little bit of lube and it just, there's a little thing and you press it and it feels like a tongue is really licking your clit and you can move it all over. It's a handheld little sphere that actually looks pretty when you just leave it on a nightstand. It's really a gorgeous toy. I love Lilo.
That's why these are called luxury sex toys.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because they don't look like what you think of, what you saw on the wall of the adult bookstore when you were 18. Like, you look at those and that's like, oh my God, that's a fucking skanky sex toy. But something like the Aura is just beautifully sloped and shaped. Mm. And, you know, as you were describing it, I was kind of squirming a little bit. But you know what I'm really curious about? This particular one, and I haven't used it, this particular one leads the list of best sex toys for men consistently across all of the 2019 and 2020 lists. It's called the Auto Blow AI, Artificial Intelligence Blowjob Machine. It has speed control, 10 different blowjob experiences, edging control. It has microchips and sensors, Auto Blow AI.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
That will never replace
no.
a blowjob, though.
Never, never.
I'm just saying.
I like the Cal Exotics, they have, and I know I'm talking a lot about male masturbators, but they have something called the Master Ball. And it's really cool. It almost looks like, you know, if you're thinking about, could I have this out on my bureau? You absolutely could. It looks like a little round orb of a speaker, but it's a little black male masturbator. And it's pretty and it's ergonomic and it just, I think it's pretty unique. It has like 10 functions and it compresses and it's got these little tickler nubs in it. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. I'm a fan of that as a male masturbator.
I love the toys that combine different things. Because I think that's part of the experience when you are with a person or you are talking to the mistress on the phone. It's because it's more organic.
Right.
So something like the Satisfier for men that has heat and vibration. The Master Ball that you mentioned that has stroking and compression. Right. You know?
Yes. Oh, yes. And the combination of sensations is more than you can do with your hand.
And some of these sex toys are really expensive. I mean, they really are, especially the luxury sex toys. But sex toys don't have to be hugely expensive or hard to clean up.
Yeah, that's why I like the Tenga Egg. You can get 6 of them. You can buy them on Amazon. They come in a cute little carton and they're like $25 and they're sexy little male masturbators and they're stretchy and snug and they're just so perfect. You can throw one in a briefcase. No one will know what it is. They can go through airport security. They're like the perfect little sex toy. Yes.
Now, also perfect little sex toys, cock rings, static cock rings, which are just a rubber band like thing, thicker than a rubber band, but they can be static or vibrating. Cock rings are lots of fun.
Do you know who has a good vibrating cock ring? I'll be honest. Walmart. They have the plus one vibrating ring. It's amazing. I always send guys to Walmart for sex things, but this little vibrating ring is super stretchy and you can use it alone or with a partner. From Walmart, $15.
What do you think about buying sex toys from Amazon?
I love it. I do it all the time. I have awesome. Sex toys on my wish
list. Sometimes I look at the stuff from Amazon and I don't know if it's a knockoff or not. You know, true. I don't know if I want a sex toy that felt, you know, if it's a knockoff made in China and with crappy materials or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'm just kind of weird about
that. I do know what you mean. I tend to read the reviews. And if I even see like two reviews that talk about this is not the toy as advertised, I just don't even look at it. I tend to look for companies like even Lilo, like we were talking about, they sell their toys on Amazon. So I go more toward things like that. If I want to try something out, it's 2-day shipping. It's Prime. It's fast. It's fun. Why not?
Callers, give us Amazon yes. gift cards. So it's kind of like, oh, thank you very much. I'm going to go get this sex toy.
Oh, yes.
Anal play, prostate play. Those are the areas I think that men are, at least our callers, are really willing to investigate as far as getting a sex toy. The original, I think, of anal play was the Aneros.
Yes.
Right?
It absolutely.
That's great for prostate milking. It's a prostate massager. The pro is that it feels like amazing, especially if you've never felt it. But the disadvantage to the Aneros can be that it can be kind of hard to learn. It's almost in like a corkscrew kind of a, you know, the handle on a cork remover from a wine bottle. It's kind of like that. And you've got to sort of learn how to manipulate it, but it's fabulous.
Nice. I have never been a huge fan of the Aneros. I tend to go for the Rude Boy series, the Naughty Boy, the Rude Boy, because like you said, with your combos, this does great prostate massage. But it has that little, the perineum little ridge at the bottom of each one. So it hits you in a different way. And then you can press the button at the base to get different vibrating patterns. So I have, I think, three of those in my house. Good stuff.
The Root Boy and the Naughty Boy are fabulous. And the vibration, the Aneros doesn't have vibration. So that's a static toy that you manipulate with your hand, but the Root Boy, you can still manipulate it, but it, as you said, it vibrates and it can also vibrate on the outside. So you're getting the inside stimulation and the outside stimulation. Oh, it's fabulous. Plus the name. Right. Who's a naughty boy? Are you a naughty boy? I think you are.
I love that.
So speaking of prostate milking, do you think a chastity cage should be considered a sex toy?
Yes, I actually do. I mean, it's something, an object that you buy to change and enhance your sexy kinks. So I think it does qualify as a sex toy, even though you're not able to masturbate, because as we say all the time, a lot of times sex happens in the brain, which is the biggest sex organ.
Absolutely. Now, one PSA, the best materials for male sex toys, the premium toys are in fact made of silicone. TPR, which is thermoplastic rubber, TPE, which is tempoplastical elastomer, and EPDM. I don't know what the fuck that is, but the most famous brand names are you are three ultra realistic love clones, cyber skin, super skin, those kinds of things. You want something that says phylate free. So those are the toys that you're looking for. Stay away from toys that have flooch material or jelly. I'm not sure why, but apparently they contain materials that are carcinogenic, potentially harmful. So don't get those. So let's talk about lubes for sex toys. There's a lot of advice about using lube for sex in general, but we're going to talk specifically about lube for sex toys. One shorthand way to say is silicone-based lube ruins sex toys. If you remember nothing else from this podcast, remember
absolutely
that.
So let's talk about different categories of lube. There are water-based lubes that are safe for toys, but you have to reapply them often because they can dry out quickly. Now, there are oil-based lubes. Those tend to be thicker and more long-lasting, very comfortable lubes, but you can't use them with latex. So if you have condoms, you can't use an oil-based lube. Silicone-based lubes are super slick and slippery. They feel almost like the real thing, like real, like almost like cum or vaginal secretions. They're slick like that, but because they're silicone, if you have a silicone sex toy, it will just become part of your sex toy and like melt it almost. It ruins them. What do you like?
Oh, and it's awful, right? Now, for hand masturbation, I always recommend olive oil or coconut oil because it's all natural. It's very slippery. It sounds great, but it will disintegrate condoms. So what do you think some of the best lubes are for something like a masturbation sleeve?
I would say Flesh Lube is a super fantastic water-based lube, but my favorite, I think, would have to be Astroglide. I buy Astroglide in really, really big bottles. I love that because it's nice and silky and it enhances, you know, just the different feelings. But I will say this, if you are on a budget, you can run into any drugstore and go over into the condom section, and you should find little bottles of water-based lube that are probably store brand. And that can be really easy to have on hand if you need some lube pretty quick.
And for example, if you're traveling, you can go, and this, you can also find this in any drugstore, same thing. They've got packets of lube. So instead of carting around Ms. Delia's quart bottle of lube, Astroglide, which might look a little bit awkward, you know, oh, wait a minute. No, you couldn't get it through airport security. They would be like, this is more than 4 ounces. We're going to have to confiscate this. Ooh, really? Well, put your handcuffs on me and we can have a good time. Right? Oh my God. Anyway, I kind of wandered off there, but the little packets, and they're little individual squeeze packets of lube. And I think those are absolutely fantastic. So you're all lubed up. You've used your sex toy. Now, I know all you want to do is bask in the glow of your orgasm, but at some point you're going to have to clean your sex toy.
Absolutely, you are. And I like to look at, before I break out the sex toy to play with it, I'm a geek. I actually do read the instructions. So if there's a special washing instruction, you need to know about it. But in general,
this is why I love you. Can please. I just say? So let me do a confession.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a confession because and tell people, okay, here's how I handle my sex toys. Delia and I know each other. We play in person. We see each other in person. We live in different cities, but we often see each other. So I will either save up sex toys and I'll bring them to her, or I'll send them to her. And I'll say, Delia, read the instructions and tell me what I'm supposed to do, because I will not read the instructions. I just don't. And Delia's like, I read everything. Astroglide is just fine. Don't worry about it. You can wash this in your dishwasher. Mm-hmm. But can I just mention, if you're washing sex toys in the dishwasher, take them fucking out before family comes over for a family dinner. I'm just saying, not that that ever happened to me.
Yes, it
okay,
did.
It did. But yeah. Oh, God. What's this? Oh, nothing.
Right. And, you know, if you don't have a dishwasher or you're afraid to use your dishwasher, just get a nice, gentle detergent that, like, you would use for dishes, a nice soft towel, and do a quick wash of your sex toys. Generally, just like you would wash yourself is how you should wash your sex toys, and you'll be able to get any bacteria and stuff off of it. So that just soap and water.
Let me also just mention this as a PSA to all the wives and girlfriends. If you want anal toys, get your own anal toys. Don't use her personal vaginal vibrator for your ass. I know some guys do it, but I always tell them when they say, oh, I use my girlfriend's vibrator. I'm like, dude, if she uses her vibrator inside her pussy, like, don't stick it up your ass.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Get your own sex toy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. At least for that. So now that we're done with the PSAs, we have a request. If you are listening via Apple Podcast, we want you to do us a favor. Please subscribe to the podcast, like it, leave a review on iTunes. If you're listening to this, you will find the transcript of the entire podcast with handy links and all kinds of stuff on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Speaking of blogs, you can keep up with everything on our personal blogs. Delia's is begformistress.com. Mine is experiencedmistress.com.
You can also connect with us on Twitter. Olivia is at MistressOlivia1, and I am at EmpressDelia. Also, shoot us an email anytime you just want to say hi. I am Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com, or get Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com.
Because we want to hear from you. Do you have a sex toy? What do you have? What do you like? What do you want to try? Did you ever leave your sex toys in the dishwasher and were embarrassed when you had people over?
That's really a thing for you, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it was memorable. It was really memorable.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Weekly Hotspot.
We will see you again next week, where we will have more fun and games, laughter, and advice. Have a great week.